Okay, Boker Tov. Exciting halacha for today, Hilchot Tzitzit. Halovesh talit katan, umvarech alav. A person is wearing his tzitzit, and he says bracha. Ukisholech lebet knesset, mitatef petalit gadol. And when he goes to shul, he wears his big talit gadol. Again, if you're Sephardi or if you're married. Tzarech levarech alav. You need to make a new bracha on the talis. Because going from your house until shul is considered an interruption. And if you dive in your house, if your intention originally was also on the big talis, and you didn't have any interruption, then you don't need to make a bracha because there was no hesach hadas. So to review, what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us is that if you make a bracha on your tzitzis in the morning and you go to shul, you make another bracha on talit gadol, but if you do them both together, then you only say one bracha as long as you didn't speak. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Chai Adam is not convinced that any hefsek, any shinoi makom, will require a new bracha. It's only if it's a long distance between your house and shul would you bless. Otherwise, you wouldn't say a bracha according to the Chai Adam. In addition, we have to be aware that there is another opinion, and that is that in the morning, you don't say a bracha on your tzitzis if you're wearing a talit gadol, especially if you go like the halacha, the custom of the Mishnah Berurah and the Arizal, to sleep in your tzitzis. Then we're not sure if you get a bracha on your tzitzis, and so instead you say your bracha on your talis, and that you have in mind your tzitzis. Even if you were wearing your tzitzis earlier, it counts as that counts. Or again, you could do the suggestion of the Shulchan Aruch and put both your talis and your tzitzis on in your home, and again, that's only one bracha. Personally, what I do is I sleep in my tzitzis, I don't say a bracha on my tzitzis, and I say a lihitatef and have in mind my tzitzis. Or even if I didn't have in mind the tzitzis, since that's almost always my intention, that counts. So that's one way, and again, the other way is to tzitzis. It's a long distance, you say another bracha. If it's a short distance, it's a machlokas. Okay, a little complicated, but I hope that was clear enough. Let's do one more halacha for today, continuing the journey of Hilchot Tzitzis. Halovesh talit. Okay, I'm sorry. Yud dalit. In pashi talito, if your talis falls off, even if your intention is to immediately put it back on, right? Still, you need to say a bracha when you put it back on. Why? Because it was a hesach hadas. So once it fell off, you have to say a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah writes, the Ruma writes, some people say you don't need to say a bracha if you intended on putting it back on. And some say that's only when you still have a tzitzis. Then somehow there's less of a hefsek. And that's our custom. So it seems like if it totally fell off and you had no intention of saying the bracha, you certainly would need to make a new bracha on tzitzis. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that some say that only if it totally fell off, but if it was partially still on you, a new bracha would not be required. And comes further poskim based on the svara of the Mishnah Berurah, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he says, just like by tefillin, if you still had intention, you were still in the tefillin zone, you removed it for a second, you wouldn't need to say a new bracha. So too by talis, if it fell off in the middle of your Shemona Esrei, whatever, and you put it back on, you wouldn't need a new bracha. And since it's suffer bracha sahako, that is generally the custom of most people that I know, at least, to not say a new bracha if the talis falls. True, it seemingly goes against what the Shulchan Aruch writes, but that seems to be the most accepted custom. Okay, hope this is enlightening and practical. Have a beautiful day. surrounded by Hashem's love and his tzitzis.